Nesilīya Sadrishtam Vishnu Pāda Stotra Sakshi Shima Shiva Bhakti Priyanti Shiva Gosam Maharaj Ki Jai Nesilīya Sadrishtam Vishnu Pāda Stotra Sakshi Shima Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Mahabhagavat Shri Gopi Shodha Saraji Maharaj Ki Jai Satchidananda Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai Vaishnava Sarvam Shri Jagannath Saraji Maharaj Ki Jai Rupanav Guru Bhargati Jai Shri Gauri Vinanta Charja Shri Bhavadeva Jiru Sankaru Ki Jai Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai Shri Narottam Srinivas Ramananda Parochaya Ki Jai Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Shri Rupasanath Bhakta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopal Bhakta Das Raghunath Sat Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa 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 Govardhana Dwarka Vananda Shri Braj Mandala Dhamma Ki Jai Dharaka Bhavana Ki Jai Shri Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Tulsi Bhakti Jamuna Ganga Devi Ki Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Prabhu Ki Jai Bhakta Prabhuda Shikalal Maharaj Ki Jai Bhakti Vidyanda Nasana Kari Shri Nishinga Bhagavan Ki Jai Charadam Chara Sampradaya Chara Vichara Ki Jai Akramatra Shri Chaitanya Mat Ki Jai Oram Nisakamat Kamo Ki Jai Shri Hari Nama Sankirtan Ki Jai Samadhat Bhakti Vind Ki Jai Gopinandi Hari Hari Jai Om Ajnana Sinarandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurandavitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Sudaraya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadavaktaya Namah Yam Pravachanta Manuketa Mapeta Krishyam Dvaipaya Noyirahaka Tadavachiyava Putre Vitanmaya Traya Tadavobaneru Tamsarakuta Jayam Muni Mana Kuchi Bhakya Vinaya Parada Vashaya Chirtasya Kamadita Rangamati Kripamayikam Sharanam Prapadyam Gunde Namaste Charanaravindam Tvaivasmi Tvaivasmi Najivami Sambinam Iti Vidyaya Rahi Samnayamam Charanantike First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev. Mutually in the position of Om Vishnu Pada, a soul that is with Shri Shimar, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pada, a soul that is with Shri Shimar, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciples succession and all of the assembled devotees. First I'd like to make an announcement for those of you who don't know and might be interested. At the end of the month, there's the annual 10 days Square in Delhi, in a very fancy building where the Karmis are having an international book fair. And a million people go there, not exaggerating, a million people go there within that 10 days for the express purpose of buying books. And we have a booth there, and of all the booths, ours is one of the best attended. Thousands of people go into it every day, looking for books. And their secretaries bring them into that particular stall. They also have the posters to the paintings there, and that also being put up everywhere attracts the people to come in. So if anybody would like to see some pictures of it from last year, I can show you. But it promises to be one of the most exciting teaching affairs. And some people even later on took initiation who met the devotees there. So if any of you are interested, you can see Charu Chandrika Devi or Bhupanti, and she can connect you with Charu Chandrika. Very extremely amazing experience, even for those who've never done book distribution before. Remember Chiruni? And people just start blossoming. It's very amazing. And people come in there and ask very deep questions about life and God. Bhupanti, when is it start? 30th of August to the 7th of September, just before it ends, just before Radhastami. As you might remember, 2 days ago, when Srila Gurudev was speaking about our Srila Prabhupada's glories, he was saying how all the teenage girls and boys, without any shame, used to go to the airports and seaports, malls and everywhere, and distribute millions of books. And he said, my devotees aren't doing that well. So this will be very pleasing. And if any of you would like to spend any amount of time right here in Gopinath Bhavan with a book table, from the Vijayadeva would set it up, because people come in here all day. So if you have an extra 3 hour or even half hour, either inside or outside, this is one of the most frequently traversed areas, is Parikrama Road. And thousands of people pass by here every day, which means you can meet them. You have a booth or a table just outside the bhavan, and hundreds come in every day in groups of 5 or 10. And the Hindi books are very inexpensive, the small ones, so it's easy for people to get and bring back to their villages. So we're continuing our reading of Sri Jayavadhana by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm hoping that we can complete the chapter on Shakti Tattva, that is, established philosophical truth on Shakti, or power. Krishna is the supreme power soul, and he has unlimited powers. All aspects of his supreme one power. So ultimately, who you're seeing on the altar, Radha and Krishna and Satchinanda and Gaurahari, outside of those three, who are actually one, there's no existence. And this is what's explained here in this chapter of Jayavadhana. Hopefully we'll be finished today, and tomorrow we can go on to chapter 15, 16, and 17, far all about Jiva Tattva, but sometimes when I would be distributing books, I would tell the people, this book is about the real you within the body. And that's what Jagadana is. The eternal function or characteristic of the soul within the body. We were reading the other day, just to review quickly, how there's only one Shakti, Swarup Shakti, and that Shakti has three aspects. Antaranga Shakti, or Chit Shakti, that is the internal potency. Tatastha Shakti, or Jiva potency, which is the marginal potency, the living entity. And the Bahiranga Shakti, or Maya Shakti, which is the external potency, or inert matter. Swarup Shakti also has three manifestations. That is Sandini, Ladini, and Samvit. The Swarup Shakti is also called Parashakti and Chit Shakti and Antaranga Shakti, sometimes Ladini Shakti. Sometimes it's said that Ladini Shakti is an aspect, I'm sorry, a manifestation of that Swarup Shakti. When it's divided into three. Sandini potency manifests the land, the water, the forest, the bodies of all creatures, including the bodies of Nanda Maharaj, Radharani, everybody, and also the paraphernalia, Krishna's earrings, his flute, the plate that he eats from. The Samvit potency, or the knowledge potency, manifests the sambandhas, or the relationships with Krishna and his associates, and also manifests, therefore, the pastimes that are manifestations of those relationships. And Ladini Shakti gives pleasure, and Krishna embraces Ladini Shakti and enjoys paramour love, from which all other rasas come. Bhajanath asks Raghunathas Balaji Mahasaya, how are the three manifestations of Swarup Shakti, that is, Sandini, Ladini, and Samvit, or Satchit Ananda. These are fully spiritual powers. How do they manifest in the jiva and in this material world? So Raghunatha probably explains that Sandini, the existence or maintenance potency of the Lord, manifests as the eternal form of the jiva. The Samvit potency, because the jiva is an atomic part of Swarup Shakti, called the Tatastha Shakti. So the Samvit, the Sandini, or existence potency, manifests as the atomic, eternal form of the jiva. The Samvit potency manifests in the atomic jiva as transcendental knowledge. And the Ladini Shakti manifests in the jiva as bhakti. Regarding the material world, the Sandini potency, or existence potency, manifests as the material elements, which are the distortions or perversions of the spiritual paraphernalia. to stand with potency, potency, transcendental potency of knowledge, manifest in this world as distorted or perverted material knowledge, which is actually another form of ignorance. And the Ladini potency, the pleasure potency of the Lord, manifests in this world as sensual pleasure. The interaction, the experiences that are achieved by the interaction of the senses and their objects. Perverted pleasure, selfish pleasure, exploited pleasure, where I'm the center and I want to see how I can exploit others for my happiness. So now, Raghunath is asking Raghunath Das about Lord Shiva's potency, Shiva's Shakti. He asks, why is that potency called Durga? So Raghunath Mahasaya, as Babaji Mahasaya explained, that this Durga of the material world, who you usually see with 10 arms riding on a lion, which represents the material misery, always defeating the living entity, who is represented in the picture of Durga as a man who's being attacked by the lion, and at the same time Durga's trident, her three-pronged trident, is giving threefold misery to the living entity. So what is the lion? I have to check that. So then, Raghunath Das Babaji Mahasaya explains that the Durga of this world is really only a distortion or a shadow of the real Durga, who is in Golok, who is none other than that same Swarup Shakti, that is Srimati Radhika. Dur means difficult. Durga, and Ga means to attain. She's attained by a very difficult kind of sadhana called Raghunuga sadhana, or more specifically Rupanuga sadhana, which Gurudev said is hundreds of thousands of times more difficult than Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. When a living entity decides to turn away from the Lord and comes here to this material world, then that Durga throws him far away and covers him and gives him all kinds of misery. When that living entity wants to turn towards Krishna, then that Durga, instead of manifesting its feature of ignorance, because Durga is the personification of the three modes of nature, material goodness, passion, and ignorance. So when one wants to turn to Krishna, then Durga manifests her feature of goodness and assists the jiva by giving transcendental knowledge. Durga, on one hand, is Srimati Radhika, and here also Durga is explained to be Yogamaya, who is none other than manifestation of Radharani also. Yogamaya is the Icha Shakti, or the desire potency. What? For what? Hmm? Okay. So, Yogamaya is the desire potency of Krishna, and the personification of all of Krishna's pastimes put together. If you take all of his pastimes and you make it into a form, that helps. And you personify all the pastimes, Krishna's unlimited pastimes, and you put them all together into one form, that form is Yogamaya. Therefore we can pray to Yogamaya to help us understand Krishna's pastimes in a transcendental way, not with material association. Prabhupada mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that somebody might read Krishna's pastime with Radha, and then he may remember from that his father who was named Radha. So we pray to Yogamaya to help us understand the pastime without any material association. So again, this gives us another confirmation that there's only one Shakti, Swarup Shakti. And that is ultimately Padini Shakti, Srimati Radhika. Her manifestation is Yogamaya, and Yogamaya's distortion or shadow is Mahamaya personified as Durga. When he begins speaking about the pastimes which are under the influence of Yogamaya, the pastimes of Krishna, all of Krishna's associates, including Krishna himself, are all under the influence of Yogamaya. That is, she makes everybody forget, including Krishna, that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Radharani forgets that she's his Padini Shakti. Otherwise, there can be no manifestation of human-like pastimes. Then he explains that Krishna's pastimes appear to material vision to be regular mundane pastimes of ignorance, just like ours. But actually they're the work of Yogamaya in order to manifest and increase the pleasure of rest. Then Brahmanath asked an interesting question. All of a sudden, he wants to know about Dham Tattva. And he's asking about Navadvip and Vrindavan. Srila Raghunath Babaji Maharaj explains that there's absolutely no difference between Navadvip and Vrindavan. And if anybody thinks there's a difference, then that person is foolish, and he's also a servant of Kali Yuga. He explained that Navadvip is the manifestation of Dvaitadvip, which is Navadvip in the Parabhyoma, or the uppercut world, where Goloka Vrindavan is. And just like Dvaitadvip is manifest here as Navadvip, and Vrindavan is manifest with the same name. The center of Navadvip is Mayapur, the yoga pit or place of Lord Chaitanya's birth in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And that is exactly the same as Gokula, or Krishna's place of birth in Vrindavan. Yama or spiritual world, and Vrindavan and Navadvipa are all three one. Except that some of the pastimes of Vrindavan, which are not manifest in Vrindavan, are manifest in the extension or appendix to Krishna's pastimes called Navadvipa. That is, Krishna has a desire to experience fully the love of Srimati Radhika, which he could not do in his form of Krishna. And so he did that in his pastimes in Navadvipa. Then Vrajanath asked about Mahaprabhu's Shakti, or particularly Gohari, Sakshinandan Gohari in Navadvipa, his Shakti, that is Vishnu Priya, his wife, consort, and his power. He asked, what Shakti is she? Because Gaur is non-different from Krishna, therefore all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is conducted under the same power that Krishna's pastimes are conducted under, and that is that same Swarup Shakti. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha and Krishna. He is Radha and Krishna. And Babaji Mahasaya quotes this very nice verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Sri Swarup Damodara Goswami. If anybody can bring a fan to the temple for kirtan, bhajan, artis, and class, that would be a very nice service to all the devotees. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vipati Ladini Shakti Asmat Ekatmanavati Bhuvipara Deha Vedantatoto Chaitanyakyam Prakatamadana Hardayam Chaityamaptam Radha Bhava Jiti Subhavitam Nami Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Sri Radha Krishna are transcendental manifestations of Sri Hari's internal pleasure-giving Shakti. So Krishna's pastimes are manifestations of Krishna's Swarup Shakti or his Ladini Shakti. Although Radha and Krishna are one, they have separated themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radhika. Although he is Krishna himself. Then the question comes, who came first? Radha and Krishna, and then they became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he split up to Radha and Krishna, who became again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So Raghunath Das Babaji Mahasaya explained that you can't say that one comes before the other. Both are eternal. Krishna's desire to enjoy loving pastime and Radharani's existence are simultaneous. Prabhupada explained in New York City in his Chaitanya Charitamrita classes that if a boy wants to enjoy a girl, first he desires to enjoy and then he has to go out and find her. So that comes later. But because Krishna is absolute, his desire to enjoy is simultaneous to the fulfillment of that desire. So Radha and Krishna are both eternal. And Krishna's desire to experience the love of Radharani and experience what Radharani takes in his qualities, to experience those qualities and her pleasure, simultaneously that desire is fulfilled in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's not that one path one came and then the other. They're both equally eternal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eternally manifests his pastime from Svetadri, which is a hexagonal area in Vrindavan, within Vrindavan. And both Svetadri and Vrindavan are the internal portion of Golok. Golok is the planet, and it's also the outer part of the planet, where Radha and Krishna are like Lakshmi Narayan, in the sense that they're married couple, and they live in opulence and are served in opulence. Then Brajnath asks, what Shakti is Vishnupriya? You know, Vishnupriya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left her and to show that if one wants to do bhajan, it's easy to give up things that we're not attached to and that aren't near and dear to us. But if one wants to do bhajan, then he has to give up that which and whom is the most dear. So in that way, he gave up the association of Vishnupriya. Sometimes it is said that she is Bhushakti, but actually, she is that very same Swarup Shakti. She's the persona, she's the condensed form of the Samvit Shakti and the essence of Bloodini Shakti. And when the essence of Samvit and Bloodini combine together, that is called Bhakti Shakti. So she is the personification of Bhakti herself. And she came just as the Swarup Shakti assists Krishna and manifests his pastime. So that same Swarup Shakti came as Vishnupriya to assist in the divine pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you know, after he took sannyas, she engaged in very intense, extreme austerities of bhajan. Every time she would chant one round, she would chant one round or chant one beat. Chant one beat. She would take a piece of rice and put it on a pile. And those tears, those grains of rice would be washed with her tears. And then she would chant all morning until noon, at which time she would cook whatever rice she had counted. And then that was given to her mother, Sakshimata, mother-in-law, who would offer it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then give her a very small portion as remnant. So just as Navadvip Gam is the personified form of the ninefold limbs of bhakti, you know, hearing, chanting, remembering, stirring the lotus feet, offering prayers, carrying out the order, Prabhupada is God, who is the personified form of these ninefold limbs of bhakti. So Vishnu Priya is also the swarup, or the very form of these ninefold forms of bhakti. So she is definitely called Swarup Shakti. Now another topic comes under discussion. And that is, Prajnath is asking that, O Gurudev, you've been explaining that everything is the work of Shakti. Shakti transforms to the material world, to the jivas, to the existence potency, to the pleasure potency, to the knowledge potency, the internal potency. So where's Krishna in all this? Does he lose his existence? There's Shakti and Shaktiman. Shakti is the power, and Shaktiman is the reservoir of power, or the source of the power. So first, in answer to that question, like, where's Krishna? Is he lost now? So first, Babaji Mahasaya joked, and he said, are you trying to kill this old man by asking this difficult question? And then he said, actually, the answer is the easiest question. The problem is, it's hard to find a suitable recipient to hear the answer. Then he explained, it's true that Krishna's form, his name, and his pastime indicate the work of Shakti. But he has two specific qualities that are not the work of Shakti. One is his free will, called Swa Ichamayata, and also his freedom, which is called Swatantra, or Swatantrita. Now, first he's going to break it up and say that actually Krishna is the controller of his Shakti, Shaktiman. Even though he's surrounded by Shakti, still, he's conscious of Shakti. He remains an individual. He doesn't get lost in the Shakti. And Shakti is his maidservant. He's independent, and Shakti is dependent. The desire of Shakti, or the desire of Srimati Radhika, is subordinate to the desire of Krishna. That is, her whole existence is for the purpose of fulfilling the desire of Krishna. He is the shelter of Shakti. No one can understand him except through the mercy of Shakti. So therefore devotees take shelter of Bhakti Shakti or Srimati Radhika in order to understand Krishna. But then he says, actually, both Shakti and Shaktiman are one. And the only thing that differentiates them is that they're two people. although nothing is done without the work of Shakti, that even Krishna's form is manifest by the assistance of his inconceivable, all-accommodating potency. His original form, also his expansion, his incarnation, and his abode and their abode are all manifestations of his inconceivable, all-accommodating potency. The material world is also, and the jiva is also. But still, Krishna has qualities of manhood, enjoyment, and control. But then again, he has that only because of his Shakti. But he's in control of his Shakti. So actually they're one, they're non-different. Prajnata asks, so if Krishna is existing outside of his Shakti, that Krishna who exists outside of Shakti, is that the impersonal Brahma? So he said, no, the impersonal Brahma is desireless, is qualityless and desireless. But Krishna is not nirvishesh, but he's savishesh. He's full of all qualities. He's separate from Shakti in the sense that he's an individual person, but at the same time, Shakti is not different from him, and he has no existence. Although he's beyond Shakti in the sense that he's an individual, he's not lost in Shakti. There's no time when he's not without Shakti. Shakti, Shakti Mateyor Aveda. Now it's getting late. So Babaji Mahasaya told Ravana, I think you should go home now, and tomorrow we'll continue. So Ravana went home, fully meditating in ecstasy on his Gurudev's instructions. And day by day, he was becoming more and more advanced, and his moods were becoming more and more purified. So in the meantime, his family members started noticing this, and they became very worried. So they figured that we have to figure out a way to keep him at home so he doesn't turn into one of those renunciates. So they decided to get him married, and they began to look for a suitable wife for him. But he wasn't at all interested, because he was too busy contemplating all the tattvas that he had heard from his Gurudev. And he was very attached to Shiva Sangam. Shiva Sangam is actually the courtyard of Shiva Thakur. And this is the place where he was hearing in Navadvip from his spiritual master, Raghunath Das Babaji. So thus ends chapter 14. Tomorrow we will start chapter 15, which is called the Purneya of Jiva Tattva. One of the evidences which is proven by the embodiment of evidence, the Vedic literatures that are accepted by our Guru Parampara. So are there any questions or comments? I feel like I'm using chapters here. Shantavu. So in this next chapter we'll find out, Shantavu, your question about Jivananta Tattva, everything is there in these next three chapters. Loud.
Our goal and manifestation
Bhakti is actually a manifestation of Radharani. Radharani, you could say, is the swarup, or the intrinsic form of the highest bhakti, Madanatya Mahabhava. And all of the bhaktis come, are extensions of that, and fractions of that. Raghunatha Swaraji explained to Vrajana that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also worshipped as jugal, or as a pair, as two, he and his consort, as in archa, as Gaur Vishnu Priya. And in bhajan, he's worshipped as Gaur Gadadhar. Gadadhar Pandit is actually Radharani herself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna having assumed the, or covered by, the mood and complexion of Radhika, and Gadadhar Pandit is actually Radhika, who came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to assist him in experiencing her mood. And Gurudev said, Radharani would twist the ear of Krishna if he didn't get it right, and teach him how to do it better. Does that answer your question? Louder? Vishnu Priya, we worship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, basically in archa. And when discussing his pastimes, we worship her participation and her bhajan and her contribution. Even though she wasn't, you could say, physically present when he left her in Six Sanyas, still he's eternally with her because she's his Swarup Shakti. And it's all one. And Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu on the altar is everything. But Vishnu Priya is not Radharani. She's manifestation of Radharani. And you can't say that she's Radharani herself. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. And she is the personification of bhakti. So exactly what her relationship is with Radharani, I guess I could ask Madhav Maharaj. Any other questions? It's all quite inconceivable, isn't it? And this is what is to be known. Any other questions? Comments? Okay, then we'll have a short kirtan, and in 5 minutes, arti. So, Jai Shri Shri Guru Ramadhyaya Vrindavan Hari, Shri Shri Radhavanodhi Hari, Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Pancha Kovachu Vyasa Kapitmiya Vyaya Chapadipanam Kavane, Yara Shnili Yuvana. Okay, kirtan. श्री श्री गौरवनो बिहारी जी की जय। नचदेव विष्णु विष्णु पार्वती शेष शिव भक्ति विदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णु पार परमहंस प्रिपराज की चार्य स्तौर श्री श्रीमद शिव भक्ति विदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। निचदेव प्रविष्टम विष्णु पार्वतम शुभ भक्ति प्रियंके शुभ गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। शुभ भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। माँ बाबू शुभ गोपोर सावजी महाराज की जय। सचिन नंद शुभ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। वैष्णव सर्वभौम शुभ जगन्नाथ सावजी महाराज की जय। रूपन गुरु भाग की जय। शिव बालदेव जुलूसाम प्रभु की जय। शिव सुना चक्रवरी ठाकुर की जय। श्रीनाथम श्रीनिवास रमानंद प्रभुराय की जय। श्री कृष्ण दास कामराज गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय। श्री रूप सुनाथ भट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भक्त दास रघुनाथ साध गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गोप गोपी गौ गोवर्धन द्वार सुमनामित श्री ब्रज मंदिर धाम की जय। तारसु भगवान की जय। श्री श्याम कुंड की भक्ति जमन गम देव की जय। जगन्नाथ पालदेव सुभद्र सुदर्शन प्रभु की जय। भक्ति प्रवर श्री प्रभार महाराज की जय। भक्ति विद्यामिनाशन कवि शिन सिंह भगवान की जय। चारो धाम चारो संप्रदाय चारो चढ़ की जय। अकर मठ श्री चैतन्य मठ की जय। और अन्य सकमठ समूह की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समाज के भक्त बिंदु की जय। प्रभु प्रेमानंदी नमो नमः सुवासी कृष्ण Thank you. कृष्ण भक्ति श्रीवचाय नमो नमः पंचकोपतिर्भ्यश्च कृतसिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। धन्यवाद धन्यवाद धन्यवाद।